All right, Rico. I got a question for you. I think this means I'm a great guy, but I'm going to tell you a quick story and you can decide for yourself. So.
You sticking around, Jeremy?
Sure.
Okay, this is going
Did
to
Did I cheer you up, number one? Was that good enough or no?
It was very good. That's enough. Thank you. We can get back to Scott Harris. By the way, Scott Harris on the morning show tomorrow at 9:02. And we have a great
scheduled
Lions question by Rico Beard coming up at 4 o'clock. However, so Saturday, I told you I lost money to you. It was our company golf outing. And we're not talking about golf, I swear.
But you got it back today.
I did. I won my $20 back. It was the first on-air bet I've ever won. I feel pretty good about myself. However, Saturday, we're golfing. Par three, I go up, I hit my ball, I go back to where I was standing, I look down, I see a $50 bill. $50 bill just laying there on the golf course. And I'm like, this was not here 3 minutes ago.
You knew it wasn't yours, right?
Definitely not mine. You think I have $50 to my name?
No, the wife didn't give you $50.
Exactly. My goodness. I would have to save up. I would have to get two installments of $25 from the wife.
Your wife give you an allowance?
Our money's equal. We've always been, your money is our...
Great answer.
I'm just curious, did another grown man get an allowance? But go ahead.
We're getting off topic. Anywho, no reason to bring that up. So I find this $50 bill just sitting there. And the first thing I think is Pete Kowalski, the guy who did the entire event. He's walking around with a bunch of money. Everybody paid for this event. So I'm figuring it's his. So I drive ahead. I'm like, Pete. Is this your $50 bill? And he's like, no, I got my money all here in this little binder. I'm good. He's like, you should keep it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep it. So I go back. I play golf. Forget about the $50 bill. We're sitting around afterwards, eating and drinking. And one of our coworkers yells out, hey, anybody find a $50 bill? He doesn't know that I have it, but I did. What do you think I did?
You gave it to him.
I said, here you go. Here's your $50 bill. But I was a little heartbroken inside. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, damn it. I had that $50 spent already.
So you announced it to the world that there was $50.
One person. Okay. One person.
That's the world.
Yes. One person. Now, I didn't give it back to him because it was the right thing to do. I gave it back to him because I believe in karma.
Right.
And I don't want to have bad karma. I already got a lot going against me. Bad karma doesn't need to be an extra thing. But I ask you, because I was thinking about this on my drive home, and I brought it up to David and Kenny and Evan. What is the proper protocol when you find money? Is it automatically yours, or do you have to ask a certain amount of people before it's actually yours? Like, if you find a 50 in the grocery store, it's yours. You're not going up to customer service and saying...
I think it's like if you found money in this studio or out here, then I know it came from somebody. So you got to ask. Yeah, you're at the grocery store. You're at some place where the bunch of strangers. You look around. Now, if you see somebody actively searching... Probably lost some money. Now, here's what I would do.
Yes.
Did you lose some money? I'm not going to tell you the amount.
That's smart. I didn't think about that.
Did you lose some money?
And then you make them name the amount.
Yes.
Yes.
I lost two tens. So you know what? I lost two $50 bills. Yep, here you go. Because you know what it is. Yeah, I lost $5 and I found two $50s. Yep, can't help you.
Anything over $10, a non-reputable person is just going to take it, right? If you say, hey, did you lose some money? Yeah.
Yes, non-reputable.
No, but tell me how much.
Right, no, exactly.
Yeah. Now, Rieger said, hey, who lost $50? Hey, I lost $50. Well, smart.
So you think I handled it the right way? I asked one person.
No,
I asked one person, then somebody said, shouted out, anybody find a 50? And yeah, here you go.
How do you know?
Here's what I'm going to say. Now that I hear it more for like the second time, I think Pete told this individual that Rieger has $50.
No.
Tell him you lost $50 and he'll give it to you.
Or just
because Rieger's right. Why did you give him the amount? Say, I found some money.
Or just,
I was trying to be respectful.
Hey, did Pete probably, hey, did anybody lose $50? Now, if you're hey, you know what? It's an easy $50. I don't see anybody. I lost it. I lost 50. And he's now $50 richer.
But isn't karma a real thing? Like, don't people believe in this?
You because didn't do anything wrong. You just didn't handle it correctly.
I understand. So I get it. I don't doubt it was his money. With that being said, I'm willing to give up the money anyway because I don't want something awful. Like, I believe in this stuff.
Rigor, your whole life. Never mind.
Yeah, you did.
It's amazing I made it to this point to begin with. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Rico's right. You did the right thing. You asked Pete if he lost some money because he's the one taking care of things and handling things. But you get when you gave him the amount, that was the wrong thing to do.
Now, Pete just got a $20 kickback.
You think they played me?
Possibly. I'm just saying. I don't know. Possibly.
Get a little gas money to drive back home. He drives it far away.
I mean, it's Rieger.
You thought that the news would break on X this week if you didn't say anything right after you got off the air, right? Because that's the way you always say. You say yesterday the trade news was going to break at 6:05. Yes. So you thought that's what was going to happen to you if you didn't give this 50
exactly.
back.
I thought if I didn't ask, if I just picked it up, if I just did one of those things where I bend down, I pick it up, I look to my left, I look to my right, nobody notices that I'm picking it up, and I just pocket it. If I did that and didn't tell anybody, yes, I feel I'd get in a car accident on the way home. It's a test. Everything's a test. You don't believe that? Like, I don't believe in religion at all, not in the least, but I do believe in karma.
That means you believe in something.
What?
You know what? Never mind.
What?
So you don't believe in religion at all?
No.
So how are you Jewish?
I mean, I'm Jewish. You're probably more Jewish than me. You're more Jewish than me.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Jeff. You're what?
I'm Jewish. That's what I am. I'm not really Jewish. I don't practice. My mother was Jewish and my father was Jewish.
You're
so
Jewish as a culture.
Yes.
But you're not Jewish as a religion.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Like, thank you for clarifying
that. You guys are religious men. I guess I didn't know how to like.
No, that was better. I like Jeff's way. Jewish.
Yes. Yeah. Like I didn't have a bar mitzvah because I don't want to go through Hebrew school. Right, so I never became a man.
David eats deviled eggs. He's black ish.
Right. Exactly. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest with you.
So you don't believe in religion, but you believe in karma.
Yes. That's my religion. I believe in karma because karma will F you if you give it a reason to. All right.
Okay.
248-539-9797.
You did the right thing.
Thank you.
You just handled it the wrong way.
You just think I could have walked away with
50. Colored me shock that Rieger handled it wrong.
I'm just curious, though. You would have said anybody lose money.
Yeah.
And then if nobody says $50, then you're keeping the 50.
Yeah. Who lost some money out here? And you know what?
I like that.
It would have went all the way until I got in the car and went home. And even if later somebody said, hey, you know what? Rieger lost $50. All right. I'll still give it to
you. Yeah. Very nice.
But you have to give me that amount. Right. Now, after 24
hours. You
got
to prove it to me.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Rico's like, anybody lose any money, this offer stands only 24 hours. All right? Kind of like Scott Harris at the trade deadline. All right, 248-539-9797. We have a great Lions question right at 4 o'clock. A blitz next, 97 on the ticket.